This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
If you wrap foil around that, just like the little bit of the base part of the banana where the fruit is, wrap foil around that top and they will last longer.
You know, I'm something of a scientist myself.
Who needs your bananas to last longer, though?
Look, I don't want to go to the store every other day for bananas.
They're 8 cents each.
What the hell are you talking about? What is going on?
You're
going
to wrap them in foil?
They're better when they're just a little green. Yeah.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Too much work.
Not that much trouble, Rich.
Too much work.
Says the guy that's got a spreadsheet with 3,000 fantasy teams.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Oh, that reminds me of something. To build a spreadsheet for 3,000 fantasy teams. I need to do that. I start, you know, once in a while I'll have like downtime. Believe it or not.
From fantasy?
No, just in life.
Okay.
And I will, like, I have in mind to build a spreadsheet with all my exposures and how many shares of Bijan Robinson do I have and so on. But I start and then I quit. I ultimately just don't find it worthwhile to go all the way.
Would it serve any purpose other than being... like having the satisfaction of having all that in one place. That's it, right? You don't need it. Wouldn't make anything about the day to day with all these different teams easier.
It could. Where it would, in theory, where it would help is it. I would be able to access. All right, how many shares of so and so do I have? And I don't want to have zero because there's guys I just will never want to pick in a vacuum versus someone else. But I don't want to have zero. And if that's right in front of me.
Right.
But, you know, you can just use Underdog or FFPC.
This is another edge that you're letting go.
That's right.
Dig in a little, will you?
I know. I'm saying all this with Jeremy Kahn with us on the Wester Hotline. Jeremy probably, I mean, I'm kind of thinking, would not respect this, right? I mean, if you're going to be good at it, you got to price shop, right, Jeremy? You got a fantasy or betting or whatever it is. You can't just sort of stop short.
Of course, I'm a degenerate, so you're going to shop for the best numbers. You're going to do everything you can to try to get an edge, right? So... I've got no problem doing that. It might take a little extra effort, but I think in the end it pays off.
Yeah, that's the problem. See, that's the effort thing is what's in my way. I want to just say up front.
I could do so many great things if I only could try.
If I, you know, maybe I should just touch some grass instead anyway. Sort of try to convince myself of that. I always enjoy when you're on with us, Jeremy. Though I was thinking today, like, we've kind of had the same conversation a lot.
Aren't the Bills and Ravens kind of the same?
we've kind of had the same. Allen and Jackson, whose debuts came in the same game in Baltimore, a Ravens blowout, and they both were backups and got in. That's 8 years ago now, 8 seasons. And so, you know, they're both probably about halfway through their careers, and they and we together are always asking the same questions. Like, how will this year be different? So, in terms of the Ravens, how will this year be different?
Oh, man. You know, like, obviously standing on different sides of the track than you guys, but seeing basically the same outcomes over and over again is kind of frustrating. We're waiting for them to get over the hump. I mean, 2 years ago, I felt like it was a no-brainer that they had the best team in football, and they were ranked in the top 10 offensively and defensively at that point. Last year, I thought they had the best group of guys possible, and then you add Derrick Henry into that mix, and it's like, oh, this is going to be fantastic, and you guys were a part of how that ended. So I think fans still hope they're going to get to the promised land, because it's really become a Super Bowl or bust thing, because nothing else is going to satisfy this fan base unless they finally get it done.
How do you feel about Super Bowl or bust, hosting a show with a fan base that has that mentality? Because we're, again, here's these mirror images here. It's the Spider-Man meme. That's kind of where we've been for a couple of years now. And I think you got to be careful to not skip the regular season, because a lot of stuff that's pretty cool can happen.
Yeah, no, there's no question about it. I mean, our fan base is just like any other. You know, they're so fickle when it comes to certain things. I've actually thought that some of the football fans have now bled into baseball, and it drives me insane, because they're looking at it in a small view instead of looking at the big picture over 162 games of how things have to go. But yeah, I mean, look, the fan base has visions of grandeur, and it's interesting, since the team's been here in Baltimore. They've won two championships, and both of the years were really strange. Like, there's no way they were the best team in football in 2012 when they made that magical run with Flacco and the Mile High Miracle. And when you go back to 2000, they went 5 weeks without scoring a touchdown. So they just had the greatest defense of all time. And, I mean, it's the things we talk about. But, like, now you finally have this quarterback that you really want to watch play, and he's one of the most exciting guys in the league. And he's done everything else. It's just, okay, the pinnacle, and go win it.
And there's also, I mean, go make it first for both of these teams, at least. And, you know, we had a couple of good conversations in here, Jeremy, where I think we sometimes use make the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl interchangeably. But they're obviously not the same thing. But the Bills and the Ravens both, unlike the Bengals, who did get through the one time, have the Kansas City problem. And so, I don't know, like, there's not much of a point here, I guess. It's just, wow, one of these teams could make it, and we'd all feel like, maybe not on the inside, but out here we'd feel like that's culmination. They did it. And then they walk and say, see Philadelphia on the other side, and good luck.
Yeah, well, I feel like, too, like, our fan bases end up battling with each other, and each one wants to be the one that gets over the hump with Patrick Mahomes and finally knocking off the Chiefs and doing that. And as you said, it was strange watching Burrow do it the one season, and everybody was so excited about it, but Cincinnati, I don't even know if they're going to have 11 guys on defense this year. I mean, that's going to be one of the worst defenses in football. So, I mean, it is kind of, as you said, mirror imaging when you look at the two cities and how things go. But I don't like the idea of Super Bowl or bust, but it's like, what else can you do? Right. What else can you show the fan base? I mean, you just had a quarterback that had 41 touchdowns and four picks, and it's one of the best seasons we've seen in a long time. And, you know, you ended up on the short end of the stick in a game where neither team punted. I still can't figure out how that happened.
While rushing for 1,000 yards.
Yeah.
By the way.
Hey, man. Yeah.
Yeah, how did that? I mean, speaking of mirror images, Bills-Ravens and then Bills-Chiefs the following week were very similar in how the team that lost, for one way to look at it, is they lost because they couldn't convert on a two-point play. Like, Baltimore 0-2 in their game, I think, and the Bills might have been 0-2 in theirs, and also lost by, in their case, it was 3, so very close.
How do you feel about that? I mean, because, like, I don't have a problem. Like, here in Baltimore, people talk about the team being so analytical, and I think there is a such thing as being too analytical, but analytics aren't stupid. They help you on defense, offense, everywhere. And it's just information, and you decide how you want to use it. But this is a team that's been ultra-aggressive on fourth down and two-point conversions. Sometimes where you're like, I think it'd be a good idea to go up two scores here. I don't know if it has to be, you know, 14 points, but whatever. That's sometimes what this aggressive team does, and I don't mind it. But there are situations where you're going, it's time to lay it up there, Cup.
Yeah. Well, in the Ravens' case – The first, they were 0-2 on the two-point plays in the playoffs in the game in Buffalo. And the first one was late third. They were down by two. So that would have been weird, I think, if they don't. But there could have been a debate there. And the other one is, you know, games
to tie
on the line.
The game,
you have
right,
no
yeah.
choice the second time. But, right. yeah, I can remember the game.
One's one of the worst plays in Baltimore history now, I think, watching him drop maybe the easiest reception of his life.
Andrews. I can remember the game in Pittsburgh. There might have been more than one where they went for two. It was Sammy Watkins might have caught the touchdown, and they went for two and lost.
Oh, yeah, and that's when they went to T.J. Watt's side, and Mark Andrews, again, was wide open, but they tried to lob the ball over Watt, and Watt got a piece of it.
Okay, yep. Jeremy Kahn with us here on the Western Hotline.
You mentioned the fan base is kind of getting after one another, and we certainly have seen that. And, we've seen positive, too, like donations to Andrews' charity of choice and stuff like that after last year. But the fan bases are at each other. And I think I'm curious for your take on this, Jeremy. Like, for me, I think, and I think a lot of Bills fans do feel this way, like, you don't want – obviously, we're sick of Mahomes winning, and we're ready to see somebody else do it. But, like, for me, I don't want to see Lamar Jackson. I didn't want to see Joe Burrow get a Super Bowl trophy before Josh Allen. And Lamar is definitely in that. Is your experience that the fans are sort of using each other against one another, if you know what I mean? Like, we're judging the franchises and the quarterbacks on trophies, and we don't want someone to get out ahead of our guy.
Yeah, I think we start these big uproar over like nothing. I mean, there are some times where the fans are pushing back, and it's a small minority of the fan base that starts posting videos and this. And, you know, everybody has an opinion, and they got to let you know on social media now. And I think things take off way faster than they ever did, when I first got into radio here. But it is kind of strange to see the mudslinging going on. But maybe there is some of that competitive nature of wanting to be the team that actually does it, that goes in, knocks off Pat Mahomes, and as you pointed out, not only gets to the Super Bowl, but wins it.
With Jeremy Kahn, our guest from 105.7, The Fan in Baltimore. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. So, more granularly, what is going to be different about the Ravens this year? I mean, there's always changes to the roster. Both the Bills and the Ravens are always drafting late, so assuming starters from the draft isn't always safe. What do you think might look different about Baltimore?
I mean, the Ravens are bringing back a lot of the same pieces, and I think they've added as well. If you were going to talk about weaknesses on their team, you might look at the interior spot at left guard and figuring out who's going to win that job. I don't know that it actually means they're going to be weak. They just don't know which guy they're going to go with, but that's what you have. They did lose some guys on the end of, if you're looking at some of the interior linemen on the defensive side, as Michael Pierce hung them up, and that was a big body. That's one of those guys you just call a plug, and you guys have had a couple of them up in Buffalo. So they replace him, and then you're trying to work in some of these new guys, because the Ravens have done a great job of drafting and having guys ready when guys leave, and I think you're going to see some new names sliding in there, and Travis Jones might become a household name on the defensive side, and they just added. I mean, if Jair Alexander stays healthy, this defense potentially, it could be the best secondary in football, because you're not only adding that, you get to use Kyle Hamilton how you want, and you just drafted Malachi Starks, who some thought was the best safety in the draft. So, yeah, there's high hopes here, but you got to stay healthy, and we've seen that bug bite both of our teams over the years.
Yeah, that secondary seems really impressive here, led by Kyle Hamilton. You mentioned Starks getting added in there, Alexander a late signing. You've got one of the best nickelbacks in Humphrey. Things look pretty, I'm not even mentioning Nate Wiggins either, pretty well set up there.
Yeah, everybody in the secondary is a first-round pick. It's insane to think that you have that type of luxury, but every one of them. And, the fact that you get Jair Alexander really on the cheap, and it's kind of one of those years where it's like, he's got to prove it. If it proves it, maybe you want to pay him and you want to let somebody else walk. And he and Lamar were teammates, if you remember. While he was doing a draft interview, Lamar got drafted, and he was losing his mind. So we thought there might be a pretty good chance that he was going to come here. And, I mean, he looks ready to go. He's just got to stay healthy. I still think he's got that, top-notch ability to be like a number one and locking down. And you're going to need it in this division, for crying out loud.
I don't remember that. So Alexander, what did he go, like early second or something that year?
No, he was drafted earlier, and while he was being interviewed on like NFL Network, they were announcing Lamar being drafted, and he jumped up and he started cheering, and they stopped the interview for a second because he was so excited to watch the quarterback get drafted.
Okay. Yep. I remember a lot of things about that night, but not that.
You guys, yeah.
Let's talk about that for a minute more. I'd be interested in knowing like how you remember that. One thing I remember is that morning. It wasn't until like the morning of that draft, 2018, that Mayfield became like he's going to be 101. It was like the day before. It could have been Darnold. It could have been Allen even. And so there was just a lot of drama that year, and we both, here we are again, like similar kind of existences. So
I would have been like an idiot if you, I mean, I'll tell you the story because I didn't want him to draft Lamar Jackson. I remember who my favorite player was in that draft. And as we were looking at it, the Ravens had, what, an early pick in the mid rounds because they kind of had one of those 500 seasons beforehand or just below it. And they ended up trading back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Accumulating a pick, drafting Hayden Hurst, the tight end who's no longer here, and then trading back into the first and taking Lamar Jackson. I was losing my mind because Derwin James was on the board when the Ravens were picking, so I didn't want to hear anything about a Lamar Jackson. And then watching him the first year, I'm going, this dog don't hunt, man. We can't run the option, for crying out loud. We're not going to do this, are we? And this is the one thing I've never been happier in saying I was wrong on, that Lamar turned out to be a pretty special player. So, and we go back to the draft night because he always said, as Baltimore fans say, I'm going to get you a Super Bowl, believe that. So they're still waiting for it.
They are. That's true. Here was interesting, too. I mean, there was Josh Allen and there was Josh Rosen. And what Bulldog? Like, they had a party at the field house, at the stadium.
There was booing when the pick was made.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does Allen, that mean they're going to be a good pick when the fans start booing?
I guess so.
Maybe. Well, listen, from that year, maybe this is you and we both will know at least to say this time, you never know. Right? It's like whatever pick we don't like that gets made, hey, Josh Allen, I mean, you never know. So
yeah,
that was quite a year.
How much, if at all, Jeremy, do you guys spend pondering just how much longer you got? Mike mentioned it. Like, they're both maybe about halfway through here, right? 8 years in, you know. And you've got guys who are, like, their youth is very pertinent in how they play, right? I mean, I just find it hard to imagine the back halves of these careers, or maybe the back quarter of both of these guys' careers, are going to look that similar from a rushing standpoint as, say, the first quarter of their careers did. Just age comes for everyone eventually. And it is kind of stark when you think about, oh, we're halfway there, just about.
Yeah, and I think, too, like, looking at these guys, both of these guys will be able to make that transition. And maybe there was more questions about Lamar early on, and I know people questioned Josh before Diggs showed up, and then he showed everybody he didn't need any of that he's fine without. But when you look at both quarterbacks, I feel like there is something to the extension of their careers and how much they stop running because, you know, when you get into the postseason, I think all bets are off, but they will start to dial it back. The one thing I'll say about Lamar, though, for a guy that runs as much as he does not really take a lot of hits. The worst hits he takes are in the pocket. And I mean, I worry a little bit about Josh because he's so big and strong. I just remember Cam starting to slow down and some of those injuries starting to add up. But, you know, when you look at both of them, anything could go wrong when they're taken off with the football. Maybe they do cut it back at the end of their career.
It's interesting how Lamar Jackson really doesn't run for touchdowns. You know, like it's very, it seems like it would be, by the numbers at least, I would want to say a pretty small portion of what they do in the red zone maybe would be Jackson, or just in emergency situations.
Because of that beast back there, number 22, like I don't know what he's doing. He's just going to keep feeding him. But
yeah,
last year was kind of that way. And the Ravens have always, look, this is a team that's always had a good run game. People have thought about Baltimore. It's been running and defense for all those years. And then the league opens up the offense and it's like, why are we sitting back in caveman era when we finally got fire? You know, let's go see what's happening with this forward pass thing. But they've always had good run games. And then you add in Lamar, and I'm sure you guys feel that same way in Buffalo, because for a while there, he was your running back when you guys were going four wide in the playoffs. So, like, Lamar is one of those guys that just adds being out there because of the threat of him running. So it keeps guys on their heels. Sometimes you got to have a spy. So I do think there's still a benefit of having that guy back there, even in the red zone, if he's not going to be the guy that ends up taking it to the house.
Bills and Ravens week one, Sunday night in Orchard Park. Jeremy, quickly before you go, what are your expectations for DeAndre Hopkins there?
You know, I kind of feel like it's going to be a perfect fit, because the one thing I've loved about his entire career, he's always played with running quarterbacks and he's always worked back to the ball. And I feel like a guy like Lamar always creates time. He's not going to be asked to do a lot. He's really filling in the Nelson Aguilar role. So he'll be out there in three wides, maybe in some substitution packages as well. And I think you're going to see him play out in the red zone, because he still has a high catch radius. And I mean, that whole career, he doesn't drop passes. So I think he's going to fit in well here. It's kind of interesting to have him on the offensive side and add in Jair Alexander on the defensive side. It's like, who's giving out all these players now?
Yeah, right. And Andrews will still be there. There's been varying degrees of trade speculation on him, but are we past that?
Yeah, so everybody thought that was going to happen, that they needed to clear some money up. And obviously, when you looked at it, all of their tight ends were coming up at the same time. And Isaiah Likely is, I mean, the kid's kind of a freak of nature, and he's going to be a name that, if you don't know it yet, the rest of the league's going to start to know it. Because I think they're going to pay him and eventually let Andrews walk, unless he wants to stay here on a team-friendly deal. So, but yeah, we thought he might get traded. There was talk about the Chargers and some other teams, but ultimately he stayed at home, and they're going to try to make a run with him.
I'll be in Baltimore end of the week. It's an annual trip. My son plays lacrosse, and there's a tournament, actually Bel Air, but there's a tournament this weekend. And last year, I will probably never forget the weekend, because like it was 100 degrees. Two, 3 days in a row, and there's no place to hide at some of these, you know, facilities, right? You're just like out in the sun. But great news today, low 80s this weekend where you are, Jeremy. So that went over great at my house.
Yeah, that's good for you, because I remember those Father's Day tournaments coming home sunburned. I'm like, this is what I get for Father's Day. And now I'd give anything to have one of those days back. But if you want a couple places to eat, man, shoot me a message, and I can give you some good spots even out in Harford County.
I very well may do that. Thank you, Jeremy.
Sounds good.
Week one, it should be, like, who knows in the end how big a game that'll be, but with all that's at stake, like the one seed and everything else, it could be very big right away.
Absolutely. It's kind of an interesting one to kick it off with, and tiebreakers are huge. You know what it's going to look like in the AFC.
Very good. Thanks for your time, Jeremy, as always.
Anytime, guys.
Jeremy Kahn, 105.7, The Fan in Baltimore. I do this a lot by mistake, aged Allen and Jackson by a year. They're going into their eighth years.
Okay.
18 through 24, right? So this will be year eight, right?
That's right. He's a year behind McDermott. Yeah, McDermott's going into year nine, Allen year eight.
I do that a lot for some reason. I don't know why. Shouldn't I be able to count?
I suppose, yeah.
Plus, I'm on the reference sites constantly. It says right there 7 years. Yeah. I don't need to guess at it.
Don't have to rush it, yeah.
Earlier, we were talking about James Cook and how he and Allen combined for 28 rushing touchdowns last year. And I'm like, is that even maybe a record? And then we realized that Detroit also had two players combined for 28 rushing touchdowns last year, and Philadelphia had two combined for 27. Like, okay, well, maybe the record's like 100 or something. I mean, that's it's not going to be a record if you didn't even set the season record
right
by yourself. We found a 30.
We?
Yes.
I love getting credit for things I have nothing to do with. I'm in the room.
Well, it wasn't me either.
All right.
But a colleague of ours has found a 30 rushing touchdown season, two players. And the Bills ran for 30 last year, but it was the two guys combining for 28. This team ran for 32, and two players combined for 30 of the 32. So similar.
All right.
In a sense. It's not similar in another sense, and I'll tell you who it is and why when we come back. If you have an opinion, a guess with Cook, as we talked about a lot first hour, the Ravens there, the Bills, and all of it. 803-0550 is how to reach us. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog back after sports here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.